You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Caring Connections. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Today, we are going to be discussing the types of at-home care. Today's guest is Anzor Gachachalatse, owner and director of Homewatch Caregivers of the Triangle. Welcome, Anzor.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here today.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
This is going to be great. So there are, I know, lots of confusing things about home care, and there are many different types of home care, and I think people just get very confused about all the different types and what they are and what they can do. And even professionals out there are confused about what exactly home care is. So Can you tell me what are some of the types of in-home care?
Well, in-home care, as you said, yes, it is a little confusing. It became confusing just like the entire healthcare nowadays. So Home care, what we call home care, is care provided at home. What we do is provide care such as companionship and personal care at home.
Okay.
So basically, companionship that's what it is. It's companionship is helping someone go through mail, help with transportation.
Socialization,
those types of things. Personal care, as defined by state of North Carolina, is a hands-on care. If your caregiver touches the client, assists with, say, personal care such as bathing or dressing, transfers from wheelchair to bed, from bed to back to chair. So that is defined as personal care, and that is hands-on care. So that is what we as home care agencies do.
So can you do such things as help somebody with a wound or give them injections?
We cannot. But that is what we call home health care.
Okay. So I've heard it both ways.
Yes. Well, as I said, unfortunately, industry is not quite defined on what they want to call what, but we call home health care skilled care.
Okay.
Anything that is performed, any care that is performed at home by skilled professionals such as registered nurses or LPNs.
So then who are these professionals that are providing the home care? Are they unskilled?
They are unskilled, but they are certified nursing assistants, CNAs. We call them, they are either CNAs or CNA level cares, CNA level caregivers. They are trained as certified nursing assistants. And basically, being trained as a certified nursing assistant is pretty much going through classes, which are offered by several community colleges and some private organizations. And being certified by state that you are proficient in performing certain tasks. Again, tasks like personal care, bathing, dressing, grooming, transfers, and so on and so forth.
So there's a degree of professionalism then with what they do.
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay. So I'm guessing that there would be different payer sources depending on home care versus skilled care.
Correct, yes. Home care is largely, I would say 90% of it is paid by private individuals out of pocket. We call it private pay. And there is only one type of insurance, long-term care insurance, that pays for home care.
Okay.
When home health care is reimbursed by Medicare, and there are other programs and insurances.
Private insurances.
Yes.
So that's where it gets tricky.
Correct.
I'm sure you get a question all the time. Oh, my insurance is going to cover you.
Why is my Medicare doesn't cover home care? Which puzzles me too. We paid into Medicare all our lives, and then when we need it the most, unfortunately, Medicare does not cover it.
Well, maybe someday.
We hope.
Okay, so within home care, there are various different types of in-home care. And I know that you prepared me with some of those types, such as companion care. There are personal caregiver agencies. There are registries. And then there are the private caregivers. So which one do you want to tackle first?
Well, I can tell you, yes, you are right. Home care developed into industry, basically, that... Well, you know, we have, as you said, we have home care agencies, we mm-hmm. have home care registries,
okay.
we have private duty caregivers. So those are three major players in home care industry, so to speak. So home care agencies, as I said, those are agencies that, like Home Watch Caregivers, mm-hmm. my agency, we employ caregivers.
Okay.
Every one of our employees is W-2 employee. They are not contractors. They are not 1099 employees.
Okay. And that matters because?
That matters because when you have your employee, you have a control of that employee. Okay. If you have a contractor, you don't have a control of your mm-hmm. of your contractor. You cannot train your contractor whenever you want to. You cannot ask them to do certain things the way you want to do them. So, and plus, you know, there are tax implications, liabilities, mm-hmm. and, you know, those sorts of things.
Okay.
So, as far as I'm aware of, registries are organizations that simply compile a list of caregivers mm-hmm. in the area.
Okay.
And if you call up the registry and say, you know, my mom needs help, mm-hmm. they will say, well, we have a list of caregivers, and
sure.
They will provide you either with a list or they will send you a specific caregiver. But then you become sort of an employer
of that person,
of that caregiver. Registries do not employ these people.
Okay. Well, on that note, we are going to take a short break.
Okay.
I'm here today with Anzar Kachachalatse talking about the types of in-home care, and we will be right back.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Anzar Gajajalatse on WCHL, talking about the types of in-home care available to folks in our community, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back, Anzar.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here, and I think we just learned a little bit of something that was kind of interesting to me, at least. A little bit scary. If you bring somebody privately into your home, you could very well be on the hook for a big bill if something happens to
Absolutely,
that person.
Absolutely, yes. I don't mean to scare people.
Well, it's kind of scared me.
Yeah. But it is, as I said earlier, it is a real life example.
It's just like everything else, though. They say, you know, you shouldn't have a contractor come in your house unless they're licensed and bonded, because if they fall off your roof,
absolutely,
and your homeowner's insurance might not pay for that sort of thing.
And speaking of homeowner's insurance, some people think that this may be paid
by
homeowner's insurance. It is not. No,
okay.
There may be some
riders,
but
of some
most
sort.
Of them, but mm-hmm. most of them specifically say that they do not cover this type of situations.
Wow. So it could really be an out-of-pocket cost to the consumer. That's
Absolutely.
A big deal. Okay, so I guess one of the questions I have, well, obviously the first thing that comes to my mind, I guess, probably your agency is more expensive than using a registry or a private caregiver off the street.
It is. It is more expensive just for...
Probably the reasons you just discussed.
Right, exactly. I mean, it costs a lot of money. I just said that we pay so much in workers' comp, in general mm-hmm. liability. We train caregivers. It costs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We paid over $15,000 last year alone just to provide ongoing training
wow.
for our caregivers. We provided over 220 hours of training this year alone. from January to August 1st.
And ongoing training is important because?
It is important because the healthcare is changing. Mm-hmm. People need to have better ways to care for our clients. You know, you can't learn something 10 years ago and keep applying the same right. techniques. You know,
devices change.
Exactly. Devices change.
Techniques change.
Absolutely. So, you know, ongoing training is vital, is very important. And that is something that is not provided to private duty caregivers or caregivers that are referred by registries.
So I guess one of the questions I have, it would make sense to me that an agency like yours, would they be able to provide, I guess, sort of a plan of care for that individual? I mean, is that something that you coordinate, or yes. is that something they would get also from a registry or from a private caregiver in the home? How does that work?
Home care agencies are required by a state, mm-hmm. by a state of North Carolina, to provide a client at the time of the first assessment. Okay. First time when we meet, when my registered nurse, goes out to meet the client. They are required to develop plan of care.
Okay.
And plan of care is a document. I call it it's like our Bible. We go by plan of care. We indicate on the plan of care what type of care we're going to be providing to this client, at what frequency, how many days a week, how many hours per day, and exactly what type of care this is. You know, bathing, how many days a week we need to bathe the client, how many mm-hmm. days a week we need to do the meals, mm-hmm. house, light housekeeping, transportation, all those things. This is discussed by between the client's family and my nurse when we do first assessment.
Okay.
It is up to the client. If you are hiring someone privately, mm-hmm. it is up to you to
orchestrate all that.
Exactly, to yeah. orchestrate all that. So, and that's something that is a big difference between hiring agency and private duty caregiver. There is a lot of other paperwork mm-hmm. that is done during sure. the assessment. There is HIPAA paperwork. There is an agreement that we sign, some other things.
I guess as consumers, we often like to shop around for the best deal on the car or the best deal on whatever it may be. But I guess you need to really be careful when shopping around for a care for a loved one. I mean,
exactly.
you don't want to necessarily go to the cheapest heart surgeon, do you?
You do not. You do not want to. You will get, of course, you'll get what you paid
yeah.
for, right? And, you asked me earlier, what are the price difference between, agencies and registries and private duty caregivers? There is a big difference.
Yeah.
We, for example, charge $21 per hour mm-hmm. for the care that we provide. I know that registries charge a lot less. Sometimes they charge, I think, maybe $16, $17 an mm-hmm. hour, maybe even less. Private duty caregivers charge $10, $12,
okay.
$15
wow.
an hour.
So there is a big, it's almost half.
It is, but again, because they don't pay any taxes, they don't have any insurance. No overhead, and they don't have any ongoing training.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things you actually mentioned in the first segment is long-term care insurance. And some people are lucky enough to have had the foresight to get a long-term care insurance policy, which pays for
Absolutely,
things such
yes.
as in-home care. Does it pay for all types of in-home care, all the different types, registries and private duty caregivers? And
it, from my understanding, is that long-term care insurance companies would like to see care provided by licensed companies
okay.
and certified caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we, of course, are licensed by the state of North Carolina. Sometimes long-term care insurance companies allow consumers to hire privately,
mm-hmm.
and they will reimburse for this care. Not very often,
mm-hmm.
but I have seen a couple of insurance companies that allow that.
Okay, so there is a potential.
There is, yes.
Speaking
but
of,
it needs to be checked, of course.
Yeah, you don't just assume.
You would have to check exactly. You would have to talk to them.
I see that you just recently stated that licensed home care agency. So you're a licensed home care agency.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that you will not be able to start a home care agency in the state of North Carolina until you provide certain documentation to the state,
mm-hmm. okay.
Division of Medical Assistance. So they need to see your policies and procedures. You
mm-hmm.
have to have two caregivers already hired, and you have to have a registered nurse
okay.
on board. If you don't have all that, you are not you're not going to be able to start the company. Okay. Once you start the company, then there is a survey that is provided by the state.
Like an inspection of sorts?
It's sort of an inspection. You go to Raleigh to their office, and they talk about policies and procedures, what you can and cannot do. And then on an annual basis, they do surveys. They send auditors to make sure that policies are in place and policies are followed. Yes, it is fun. Well, you know, it is not fun, I have to say.
It's a learning experience.
It is a great learning experience, because sometimes we are caught up in this race. Let's get clients. Let's take good care of them, and then we forget that we have these policies that we wrote a couple of years ago. And auditors have pointed out to us that this policy is outdated. You guys are doing things a little bit differently, so you need to change policies or you need to change your procedures. So I think, as stressful as it is to have auditors, it is...
They serve a purpose.
They serve a purpose.
We are going to take a short break. I'm here today with Anzor Gachachalatse talking about types of in-home care options on WCHL, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Anzor Gachachalatse talking about types of in-home care options on WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Okay, I know we only have a few more minutes left, and I know there's a topic that is very important to you to discuss, which is training.
Yes, it is.
I see you spent a lot of money on training, but why is training so important?
Well, we spend a lot of money and we spend a lot of time on training. Money, yes, but time is what's, it is important because, as I said earlier, you cannot be competitive. And you cannot be the best home care agency or one of the best home care agencies in town if you don't have trained caregivers. That's just the bottom line. We all say how wonderful and great we are. We all say how we provide the best quality of care and all that stuff. But when it boils down to is the agency is only as good as agency's caregivers. Mm-hmm. And agency's caregiver is only as good as this person is trained. If the person is not trained, it is a disaster. It can lead to a disaster, to horrible consequences. So we spend, as I said, a lot of time training. Yeah, I have four nurses, four RNs that supervise the quality of care that we provide. They train our caregivers on a monthly basis. We have seven different trainings every month. Seven different trainings that my nurses provide. So it is an important topic. There is a lot of, and when you get caregivers together, I mean, it's a wealth of information they exchange. You know, they sit around the table. These trainings are not, those boring trainings that people just do something in front of the computer, or they sit and they talk about real things. They talk about real clients. They talk about real situations that arise when they care for someone. And, this is how they learn and get better.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Absolutely.
Sounds like you have a great plan in place for that. Okay, so in the last few seconds we have here, if people want to find out more information about Home Watch Caregivers and the services you can provide a loved one, how do they reach you?
There is a phone number.
Oh, I would hope so.
Yes, which is 919-960-6038.
Okay.
That's phone number between 8 and 5. We do have someone on call 24 hours a day. And to reach that person, you simply need to dial 919-960-8142. And of course, we have a website, homewatchcaregivers.com.
Okay, and I just want to offer one little piece of congratulations before we end our show today. I recently read that you were awarded the Home Care Pulse Provider of Choice and Employer of Choice for 2013. So congratulations
to
you.
Thank
you
very much.
That was a job well done and hard earned, I'm sure. So thank you again for joining.
It only took us 10 years.
10 years.
To get there.
That's okay. You're there now. That's what counts.
Yes.
Thank you again for joining us today as we discuss the types of in-home care options on WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.